Companies seeking relief from the Trump tariffs either denied or put on hold. It's the Business News Hour, coming to you today from the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives, known as ACCE, in downtown Des Moines at the new Hilton Convention Center Hotel. Papa John's founder is not going away quietly. Oh, the world of internet commerce. Prime Day sales set records. In a related story, Amazon workers stage walkouts over wages. Four states sue the federal government over taxes. Over 1,000 Chamber of Commerce types are visiting the Greater Des Moines Metro this week. It's a big deal. Those stories, the markets, and more today during the Business News Hour, direct from ACCE. Thanks for coming by.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the Greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. T-E-R-O.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. This week, broadcasting from the ACCE. That would be the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives, taking place at the Hilton Convention Center in downtown Des Moines. Let's get into it, shall we? Oh, by the way, you want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. We are at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. Well, more than 30 companies have had their requests for relief from the Trump tariffs granted so far. Some businesses that were rejected say that they weren't given adequate consideration after other companies objected. Others are still trying to get a complete explanation for why they were turned down. In other words, it's sort of a mess. They're weighing how to respond and deal with added costs from duties that Trump started to impose in March on national security grounds. More than 2,700 requests had been filed as of yesterday, with 452 denied and 267 approved so far. All of that according to the Commerce Department. Some companies are filing dozens, even hundreds of requests because a separate application is required for every single product, even if the product is the same but a different size. Well, the continuing saga of Papa John's, well, continues. Papa John's founder doubled down on claims he made during a television interview last Friday in a letter he sent to the company's board of directors. Statter said he regretted stepping down as chairman last week and now questions how the board handled the investigation into comments that he made during a May conference call. Here's what the letter said in part, quote, "The board asked me to step down as chairman without apparently doing any investigation, and I agreed. Though today I believe it was a mistake to do so. I have checked with corporate governance experts who tell me this was not a proper action by the board," end quote. Papa John's stock shot up. Following his resignation, it had fallen to $48.33 after the news of Shatter used the N-word in a conference call before it rebounded to $51.51 today. As we say, stay tuned. Well, tech issues be damned. Amazon sales rose sharply during the first 3 hours of its Prime Day sales event, dispelling fears that the technical glitches that incensed shoppers would significantly hurt business. Shoppers spent, get this, 54% more in the first 3 hours of this year's event than in the first 3 hours a year ago. Amazon said sales in the first 10 hours of Prime Day grew at a faster pace than the same period of the event last year. The company said it sold millions of devices that work on the Alexa voice-activated program, with top sellers including the Fire TV Stick, streaming devices with an Alexa voice remote, and the Echo Dot voice-activated speaker. Amazon's annual 36-hour Shopathon is an important marketing tool as well as a boost to business. It had been expected to drum up $3.4 billion worth of spending, up more than 40% from last year. In a related story, Amazon workers in Spain and Germany called for strikes today over salary and working conditions to coincide with the online retailer's global sales event, Prime Day. The CCOO and CGT Workers Union in Spain said that nearly 80% of the workers walked off their position at Amazon's largest packing and distribution center in the country. That's located, by the way, on the outskirts of Madrid. It reported similar numbers on Monday, the first day of this three-day strike. Amazon said the Spanish union's figures were not accurate because, quote, the majority of the employees had worked and processed clients' petitions, end quote. German union Verdi also called for walkouts today at several sites in the country, with further strikes expected tomorrow. Amazon said the majority of employees at its logistics centers were working normally. Four U.S. states have sued the federal government to void the new $10,000 cap on the federal deduction for state and local taxes included as part of the President Donald Trump's 2017 tax overhaul. The lawsuit by New York, Connecticut, Maryland, and New Jersey came 7 months after Trump signed into law the $1.5 trillion overhaul, which also lowered taxes for many wealthy Americans and slashed the corporate tax rate. It also adds to the many legal battles currently embroiling the White House. Andrew Cuomo, the New York Democratic governor, said in a statement, quote, the federal government is hell-bent on using New York as a piggy bank to pay for corporate tax cuts, and I will not stand for it, end quote. The U.S. Department of the Treasury, which, along with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, is among the defendants. The lawsuit, by the way, was filed in U.S. District Court in Manhattan. In May, the Treasury Department said it would propose regulations aimed at states trying to circumvent the cap. New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey had already adopted measures allowing taxpayers to fund local governments by making deductible charitable contributions to specified funds instead of paying taxes. Well, the Association of Chamber of Commerce executives have invaded Des Moines, and they will be here through Friday. The event focuses on education and networking for individuals leading chambers of commerce from across the United States and several other countries. The important thing about this event is not necessarily the event itself, but the fact that Des Moines is punching once again above its weight. This event usually takes place in much larger cities, but due to the fact that the Greater Des Moines Partnership has worked hard to interest the organization in what Des Moines has to offer, and now that the new Convention Center Hotel is a reality, it's easier to get events like this to the Metro. In addition, so many decision makers will be here for the week, and that means, well, it's a major public relations effort in the long run. So, here's a word. If you see some new folks wandering around through the artwork of the Western Gateway or enjoying food and drink at the local restaurants, say hello. And remember, be Iowa nice. Speaking of the Des Moines Partnership, the economic group has just released its Des Moines, USA Mix Music Volume 4. The release features 13 songs from local artists and aims to showcase the diversity of musical talent here in Des Moines. The music is available on download from the partnership. You can search for Music Mix, and yes, it will be featured during the ACCE event this week. Well, what happened today on Wall Street? It was a pretty solid day. Following a glowing report by Fed Chair Jay Powell, who said in testimony to the Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs that he supports more rate hikes given the, quote, considerably stronger, end quote, economic growth. Earnings were strong, and it was an interesting day for Netflix. Stocks initially plunged after reporting weaker than expected subscriber growth. The streaming giant said yesterday afternoon that domestic subscribers grew by 670,000 individuals in the previous quarter. International additions rose by 4.5 million. Analysts at Street Account expected domestic gains of 1.2 million and 5.1 million international subscribers. On that news of down numbers, Netflix tanked by 4.3%. Netflix's steep decline dragged down other major tech stocks. Google parent Alphabet dropped as much as 1.2%, while Amazon and Netflix fell by more than 1% earlier in the session. But then Amazon rose by 1.5% after data from FeedVisor showed strong sales growth for the first 12 hours of Prime Day compared to last year. In earnings news, Johnson & Johnson rose 3.3% after reporting earnings and revenue that topped expectations. Meanwhile, Charles Schwab jumped by 4.6% on stronger-than-forecast results. As of now, more than 80% of the S&P 500 companies have reported, and they have beaten earnings estimates. The Dow ended the day up 52 points and change. The Nasdaq gained 0.6 to settle at 78.55, and the S&P 500 was up by 0.4, closing at 28.09. Gold, by the way, dropped by $12 to end the day at $12,2770 as equities continue to rule. Oil was off fractionally. That was about 3 cents, and it topped down at $68.03. And the 10-year T-note is paying 2.85%. That's the markets and the top of the business news from Insight on Business, the NewsHour, broadcasting this week from the ACCE 2018 convention in downtown Des Moines.